Alan Johnston, the BBC reporter held hostage by Islamist militants since March, has been freed. That news comes from the BBC World Service.
And some news just in. The BBC's Gaza correspondent, Alan Johnston, has been freed by his captors. Sources say he was handed to Hamas officials from the Hamas movement in the Gaza Strip almost 4 months after he was kidnapped.
Johnston is 45 years old and at the time of his capture was the only Western journalist working full-time in Gaza. The Hamas movement seized full control of Gaza 3 weeks ago. The news of Johnston's release was first reported by Hamas TV, but details were somewhat sketchy. Well, joining us now from Jerusalem is NPR's Linda Gradstein. And Linda, to what degree was this unexpected that Alan Johnston should be released?
Well, it wasn't a complete surprise. I was in Gaza earlier today, and Hamas officials, including Ismail Haniyeh, the prime minister of the former National Unity Government, was saying that the time was running out for the captors to release him. As well, Hamas gunmen had taken up positions on the roofs of the houses around the neighborhood where Johnston was being held. Yesterday, they arrested the spokesman of this group called the Army of Islam. There was a sense that if he wasn't released, that they were going to try a military operation to release him. So it wasn't completely unexpected. But I don't know exactly what led to the decision by the captors to let him go.
Now, this group that held Johnston, the Army of Islam, is it a faction or is it a clan?
Well, it's really more of a clan. The Dagmush clan is one of the more powerful clans in Gaza. And the head of the clan apparently had very strong ties to Hamas and then had relationships with Hamas, had soured. It's also reportedly inspired by Al-Qaeda. Now, they had the group had published on an Islamic website a few weeks ago pictures of Alan Johnston wearing what looked to be a suicide vest. And they said that if Hamas tried to free him in a military operation, that they would kill him. Hamas, since they took over Gaza, has been very strongly pushing for his release, saying that it sort of besmirches the view of Palestinians among people. And it's obviously part of, Hamas's trying to achieve international legitimacy after completely taking over Gaza.
Yes, Linda, you reported earlier today that Hamas has been scoring points with people in Gaza by achieving a certain degree of law and order in the territory that Fatah was unable to achieve. I should think that being able to deliver Johnston out of captivity and into freedom would be a case of Hamas saying, look, we also can do this, which Fatah was unable to accomplish.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's happening. You have a very strange situation now since Hamas took over Gaza in that you've got Hamas in charge in Gaza, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas and his Fatah movement in the West Bank. Abbas appointed an emergency government headed by Salam Fayyad, a respected economist, and international aid, which had been stopped for a year and a half, is now beginning to flow to that West Bank government. So I think it certainly is an effort by Hamas to prove its international legitimacy. Israel and the international community, however, have said that they won't have anything to do with Hamas until they meet the three conditions, which are renouncing violence, recognizing Israel, and accepting past agreements. And so far, Hamas is not doing that.
It's NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Robert.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.